And you're clearly passionate about this, and it shows, and you do believe everything that you've put into this book. And, you know, it sounds so great as far as, you know, okay, I could do that. Oh, yeah, I could do that too. And it doesn't sound like it's, you know, you think about how do I turn my workplace around? Well, I'm not in that position where I could do that. But that's your whole point, is that it doesn't matter what position you're in. It's a matter of taking that initiative and that leadership role and making it the position you want it.
Exactly. You know, Aristotle Onassis has this wonderful quote. I have it on page 63 in the book. He says, "The secret of business is to know something that no one else knows." I believe that's true, and I think one of the secrets, we do this thing in one day called a kick-butt kickoff, and we have these huge breakthroughs, and what's astonishing to me is that no one else knows how to do this. And all it is about taking the complexity of business and making it so simple that everyone gets it and has it in their hearts to move ahead. And that's the part that I can't figure out about all the time and money that's wasted with all kinds of consultants analyzing the snot out of everything. I mean, what we need to do is bring things back to the simplicity that they really that it is. And so we're not all working our brains out on a daily basis, but instead creating massive results instead.
And also in the book, and I thought this caught my attention, you tell the reader to start busting batitudes. What in the world does that mean?
Oh, well, Monday mornings we wake up and we walk by, you know, when we're enthused, we want to make something great happen, we've got energy, we're excited, and we walk by that certain person, and just by walking by them, it's like an energy vampire. We just kind of go right into them. And all this excitement we built up over the weekend about starting fresh and creating something great, we lose that energy through that energy vampire, and then they show up in lots of different ways. They're the excuse makers, they're the whiners, they're the gossips, they're the passive aggressives. And what this book shows people, too, is if you have people around you like that, and we all do, and we've all been that person, you know, just be honest here, we've all been that person. When someone is doing those things, this book gives people the simple steps to make them stop that crazy making stuff and start being good people again. And we all go unconscious. I do too. I do bad behaviors too. I want people around me who will see me doing those things and go, you know what, that's not who you are. Now stop that and start doing this instead. So the book gives people some really practical approaches to make the excuse making go away. And in fact, if you go to the Thank God It's Monday website, which is thankgodit'smonday.com, I give away a free, we used to charge a lot of money for this, a free weekly audio from 1 minute each week that work teams can listen to together to learn basics like how to not give excuses and what to say instead, what do you say when somebody gives an excuse, all those kind of things that are really practical. Our clients love these as a tool to help their workplaces become sane.
And if you can't tell by listening to Roxanne, Sales and Marketing Management Magazine has noted you as one of the most requested speakers in the nation for your ability to turn this negative workplace around and turn it into a, what they quote, bring it on, result-oriented cultures. Why did you feel that this was such an important issue that you wanted to get involved in this and you wanted to write a book about it and you wanted to be active in it? Why did you think that the negative work atmosphere was so worthy of your attention?
Because before I started my own businesses, and for the last 20 years I've only been an entrepreneur, I had jobs. And I saw chaos, and I saw crazy making, and I saw all kinds of things that so deflated who I was and what I wanted to be in the world. And it hurt so badly to be around that I decided to take a stand. And I can't tell you how enthusiastic I am about the difference that this book is making already and that this work is making. I mean, I will have people line up after we do a kickoff saying, I've hated working here for 18 years, and I can't wait to go to work tomorrow. They cry. They sob. They just needed to know how to make the crazy making go away and how to get about getting results again. And it's just not that hard, and that's the astonishing part. It's quite simple, and it's quite step-by-step. It's just a connect-the-dots program, and it's outlined very, very well in the book.
That's wonderful. And it is a great book. It's helpful. It's got a lot of great tips in it that seem kind of obvious, but you never really think of as far as how to just completely transform your workplace. And so Roxanne Emmerich, author of Thank God It's Monday, where can people go? You gave out a website earlier to learn more about you, to learn more about your book, and to get their hands on it.
They can go to thankgoditsmonday.com. And it'll show them all the different places that the book's available, which includes Barnes & Noble and Amazon and Borders and CEO Read and all the typical places. And so they can direct right through there, and it'll show them all the different places. But they can also pick up some free gifts, too, by going through there. We have many of my colleagues, like Jack Canfield, and many of my friends have donated all kinds of audios and templates and different things, amazing, amazing gifts. Just by buying the book and putting in the receipt, they can also get all those gifts as well.
That sounds great. I love free stuff, and I'm sure our listeners do too. Well,
we all do.
Absolutely. Well, Roxanne, thank you very much. I would wish you the best of luck, but it doesn't seem like you need it. You're doing great, so we appreciate you taking the time and talking with us.
I sure appreciate this, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Roxanne Emmerich, and she is the author of the best-selling book, Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace for that You and Your Customers Love. It's a very helpful, very insightful. If you want to learn more about Roxanne and the book, the easiest way to do it is go on to the website, which is the name of the book, www.thankgoditsmonday.com, just like it sounds. You should check it out. Very helpful. You're listening to Straight Talk 1400.